Welcome to a live edition of Hound Pound Sports Talk with your hosts, Jace Deary, Charlie Maurer, and Spencer Pickering, only here on 91.3 WHJE.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Hound Pound Sports Talk. It has been a long time, but we are finally back on air on 91.3 WHJE. I'm your host, Jace Deary, and alongside me are my two co-hosts, Charlie Maurer and Spencer Pickering. What's up, guys?
Nothing much.
It's been a long time since we've been on the show.
Yeah, I mean, it was before break, right?
Yeah, we had finals, and then we had break, and then we came back, and we didn't have a gold day SRT on Thursday.
So like over a month, probably?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But we are glad to be back on the airwaves in 91.3 rebounds, doing a majority of the rebounding for the Hounds in that game. And look at the Cathedral stat line. Armand Franklin, the IU commit, and a potential Mr. Basketball candidate, had 25 points, but it just wasn't enough to keep the Hounds with 71. And one thing I want to notice upon, too, is with the Greyhounds, is that looking at their second half performance, they did really well in the second half. They shot, looking at the stat line, 52% from the second half overall. And then for three-point percentage, they shot 40% from three. And one thing that I want to mention about the Hounds is that they've been very consistent when it comes to those field goal percentages, especially from the three-point line.
Yeah, I mean, you can't deny that they've been really hot from the three-point line as well, but I think what the field goal percentage overall shows their aggressiveness, not being afraid to attack the rim, getting to their big men, you know, Andrew Owens, John Michael Malloy down low, trying to get those easy buckets, which really shows on the field goal percentage as well. And then you also have people like Carson Winland, other people who are not afraid to shoot the three ball and are doing it very successfully, especially here midway, kind of late towards the season.
Yeah, and that's one thing I think that they need to really start taking advantage of is, you know, you have guys, you have Andrew Owens, you have John Michael Malloy, who are, you know, pretty big bodies in the paint, and a lot of high schools don't have that. So the more that you're able to get into that, the more advantage you have down there. And I mean, on top of that, it kind of just adds to the confidence of the whole team.
And one thing I want to mention about John Michael Malloy, a lot of, you know, kind of, I don't know what you want to call it, experts or analysts, when they're talking about him going to the next level, college D1, of course, committed to Butler, they say that he needs to be stronger, needs to be more aggressive. 15 rebounds, I mean, especially in Indiana basketball. I mean, it's one of the most competitive high school basketball leagues, especially the MIC, not only in the Midwest, but also the country. I mean, you get 15 rebounds, 17 points, and a lot of that coming from the paint. I mean, that's impressive in itself. Yes, he does.
And for our next part of the show, we have a very special guest, senior forward for the Carmel Greyhounds and Findlay basketball commit, Andrew Owens. What's up, Andrew?
What's up?
Thank you for coming on.
So one thing that we got to talk a little bit about over this break is you officially committing to play at Findlay next year. What's one of the biggest reasons that you kind of chose Findlay, or what kind of factors played into that?
The factors that played into it is that Findlay's a basketball school. It was either between Grand Valley State or Findlay, and I felt like I had a better connection with the coaches. And I went to two games at Findlay, and I went two games at Grand Valley. And the atmosphere at Findlay was 10 times better than Grand Valley, so that played a huge part in my decision.
Right now, they're finally above 500 in their record, 10-9. As we get closer and closer to the postseason, only four games left in the season, senior night on Friday. I mean, girls are playing their best basketball right now, and this is the time to do it. I mean, there were some ups and downs at the beginning of the season, but still, I'm really impressed with how well they played. And you could maybe make the case that maybe their opponents weren't very good, but still, I mean, you beat a team by 30, 40 points.
It's impressive.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter who you're playing. I mean, this is Indiana basketball, whether you like it or not. I mean, still outside the mix, exactly. So, I mean, you have to be impressed with how well they're playing.
And as well as just a confident booster is that even like the beginning of the year, it started like shaky with, you know, with the absence of Coach Sweeney, and, you know, they had to have a new interim coach. So, I mean, starting from the ending of last year with, you know, with Coach Winland being, you know, released of his duties as coach, and then the hiring of Coach Sweeney, and then him, you know, getting injured on vacation. And now Coach Trimpy. I think all of that, like, I think, like, the Lady Hounds really deserve this win streak. Justin's just a confident booster for what they've gone through this year.
Yeah, and I think we kind of talked about that, especially leading up to the season, is how much adversity they're facing, you know, before they even really got into games and stuff like that. But, I mean, like you were talking about, I think it just built character, and it kind of brought them maybe even closer together, because in times of stress like that, it's when you really have to depend on your teammates, and I think it's really shown on the floor.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Hound Pound Sports Talk, Jace Deary, Charlie Maurer, and Spencer Pickering in the studio now. We have our second special guest of this morning's show, senior girls varsity forward, Macy Berglund. What's up, Macy?
Not much, Jace. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on.
seems like you've really stressed working on your post game, especially trying to get working on those post moves, getting some easy layups around the rim. Was this kind of like a personal decision, or was it kind of a coaching suggestion, or is it kind of just how you've played your entire career?
Well, ultimately, something that I always focus on at basketball is my role. And I feel like in those past four games, we had played teams that were not as strong in the post as we are as a Carmel basketball team. So I felt like it was my job to be able to finish in the rim, really post up, demand the ball when it was necessary. And so I feel like it depends on the game, but ultimately I'd say, yeah, those last four games, we demanded some post work. And so I felt like it was my role at that time to do that.
Need to try and persuade Eberflus to staying in Indianapolis.
And there is one thing I also want to touch upon too, and that's free agency. We have seen all over social media that Le'Veon Bell has his eyesight on the Indianapolis Colts. And don't get me wrong, Marlon Mack is a fantastic running back, but if you can add Le'Veon Bell, and one thing I want to talk about too is that the Colts have a ton of money. They don't have their only big contract is Andrew Luck. So it'll be really interesting to see. Spencer, what are you about to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, I don't know about the whole Le'Veon Bell thing. I read about it. I saw it. I don't know. Just from what I've seen from him in the past about his attitude and stuff like that, you know, I don't know if it's going to be detrimental to the Colts.
I don't think he's the
really
best player for a locker room.
Yeah, that's pretty much the point I was trying to get at.
And that is one thing, too. Frank Reich really wants to have a clean locker room. So, you know, fantastic job by the Colts. You know, it was a really fun ride to Washington this year. And with that, we are going to actually end our show as the clock has struck 11 o'clock. From all of us here at Hound Pound Sports Talk, we thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned as for next week. We will have a show next Thursday as well. Thank you once again for tuning in to Hound Pound Sports Talk, only on 91.3 WHJE, the home of the Greyhounds.